Don't say anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Oh, no, you can say anything you want.
Whatever. To me, it is actually like taking sandpaper to my soul. Okay?
That was one of my scenes that I actually put my phone down and watched.
Yeah, Ridley Scott did not have a fun time shooting this movie in America. Basically dies. He spiritually dies and is reawakened 3 days later. Oh. Somebody clip that, mark it, put it in the trailer.
Absolutely.
There was a scene with an octopus, but they cut it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Still one of my favorite characters in all of cinema.
Yeah, the wife did not agree that it's a perfect movie at all.
Sure.
You think if you pick up all the bus driver's teeth, they'll give you a medal?
Yeah. Okay, it's high in calories, low in nutrition, is one way to look at it. But I love eating a box of donuts, man, you know?
Yeah.
Fellowship of the Real. One movie review podcast to rule them all.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast.
We compare books to their movies normally.
But today, we're not.
We're not doing that. We have an update, life update for you guys.
Yeah.
Because we do those on our show. Because you're our family.
You are. And you've heard us talk about things. So might as well give you updates.
Exactly.
So this one's a sad one.
This is a sad one. Yesterday, I had to put Clutch to sleep, and I just was so sad.
Oh, I bet.
So, you guys have heard us talk and how about 2 months ago, well, last summer, he started yelping, like his back.
Yeah, I do.
So I thought,
wow, that's crazy. He almost got a whole another year.
Well, I don't think it was the same cancer. I don't know what they were talking about. Yeah, it was different. I think, I don't know what they saw, but it seemed not to be related at all. And so, because theirs was like something in his back and his bones, and this one was like a tumor in his chest. So, I don't think it was, I don't know what. And like, if it was something, do you think they would have like called to follow up? Like, they never did. So I was
true.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's when he started yelping, and that's when he basically tweaked his back because Luna likes to pin him down. And so I assumed he was a goner then because he was old, half diagnosed with cancer. Like they were like, we think it might be this, but we're not sure. And I'm like, okay, can you call me when you figure it out? And they never called me. So I was just kind of going on with life, like, all right, fine. Well, then 2 months ago, he wasn't eating anymore. And I was like, this is really weird. And we were about to go to Arizona. Like, I'm like, he's not eating. And now then he started throwing up. I was like, something's off. This is not right. So I brought him in. And that's when they said, yeah, we hear fluid in his chest. And it's like, we probably should put him down or we can drain it and hope for the best. We can send it off. Like, we can try something. And I was like, okay, let's drain it because we're going on vacation and I just didn't want anything to happen while we were gone. And they said that will give him some time. So they did that while we were in Arizona. They called and they said, so good news, bad news. Bad news is it is cancer, which we all knew it was already. The good news is they know what it is, because a lot of the times it'll come back and they're just like, we don't know what it is. We can't treat it because we don't know what it is. So they're like, we know what it is, so we can treat it. And I was like, okay. And so we had all agreed, I don't want to do chemotherapy. Like, he's already 11. I mean, sure, corgis can live to like, you know, like average 15 because they're little dogs. So he got the short end, but I was like, I'm not going to put him through that. And so they said, that's fine. There's these like pills that he can take that will help him get his appetite back and everything. But they warned me, they were like, they last like before the cancer figures out what they are, it's about 50 to 60 days. And I was like, okay. And so it was last week sometime, he started nudging his food again, which he nudges his bowl. He used to do this as a puppy, or not even a puppy, just normal. And like, it was just a weird thing he did. But then all of a sudden he stopped it. Once I started mixing wet food with his food, like mealtime was his favorite thing. So that was my first clue way back like 2 months ago. Well, then he started doing it again. And I was like, I told myself, like, because I had to tell myself, because the vet said, it'll happen. It'll happen quick. And he'll let you know when he's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And so this was a couple days ago. And I was like, okay, well, they had me go down from one whole pill to half pills. I could try that once we got back from Mexico. And I was like, maybe he needs to be on that whole pill. And so I went back up to whole pills, but he started throwing up again. And I was like, oh, that's right. He did get sick like every day when he was on that whole pill. And this last 2 weeks, he hadn't been throwing up. So I was like, oh, that his stomach does not like the whole pill. So
give me one moment. Allie, Loki just knocked over his litter, Genie.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Okay. I'm back. All right. So you switch from half to whole.
Yes. So I switched from half to whole pills, and then he started getting sick again. And so I was like, he just doesn't like that. And I was like, okay, you know, he's eating, because when this first started, the vet was like, you know what? If he can eat anything, if he's not eating dog food, boil chicken for him and he can just eat a piece of chicken. And so I started doing that and he'd eat that. So I decided, you know what, instead of trying to keep fighting this cancer while he's nauseated and like feels disgusting, I'll keep the half pill and then he won't be getting sick, and we'll just monitor his eating. It. Once he officially doesn't want to eat anything, then I know, okay, fine. Well, we did game night at your place on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday? Saturday.
Saturday.
And I come home and it's midnight, right? They haven't eaten yet and everything. And I'm sure it's actually later, right? Wasn't it like 2 a.m.? And yeah. So I was like, shoot, I got to feed these dogs. Sorry, guys. And so I feed them and I didn't have enough chicken boiled. So I only had a little bit. So I decided, I was like, okay, I won't mix it with the dry food. He doesn't like the dry food. So I'll mix it with the wet food. And he just kind of looked at it and then looked at me. And I was like, okay, so he's not eating, but maybe that's because I mixed it with the wet food. Well, the next morning I get up and there are like 5 piles of throw up and like 5 piles of diarrhea. And I'm like,
oh,
today's the day. And so yesterday, so I called our vet and I let them know what was happening. And they said, you know, obviously like, so sorry, this sucks, blah, 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 blah. But they didn't have any openings, but they were going to try really hard to rearrange things so that I could get in. But they had me down for today, Monday, just in case, but call Des Moines Banfield, just like maybe they can squeeze me in. And so I called Des Moines and they were really great and they let me come in at 2:30. So I was like, that's kind of perfect. The kids had stayed the night at my mom's, so I was texting my mom about what's going on. And originally I was like, just take them to church with you and I'll take Clutch in the morning and get it done with, like stop by and say goodbye. But the kids didn't want to go. So like 2 months ago when we were all talking about this, they were like, no, we don't want to go.
Yeah.
Well, then I found out he's here. Like, we got him till 2:30. So I said, you know what? bring the kids over. We'll let them know what happened. We will skip church today. And we'll have like a last day with Clutch.
Yeah.
And so we did, and we, you know, so Riley cries about like almost anything, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, this was a legit thing to cry about, right? But yeah. Tyler, he only cries when he's trying, like he's either mad or he's trying to make you do something, like he's trying to guilt trip you.
Mm-hmm.
So when he legit cries, it just like breaks my heart. Yeah. And so he kind of, I was like, okay, you guys, so today we have to take Clutch in. He's not feeling good and we have to put him to sleep. He has to go up to heaven. And, you know, Riley just starts bawling. And then Tyler just kind of sits there for a minute. And like, because the way he does it, when he real cries, he almost doesn't want you to see. So he like turns away and like his lip gets super like, you know, puffed Whibbery. Out. Mm-hmm. And like, then he just starts crying. And as soon as you notice him, then he just breaks down and starts crying. So luckily my mom was there and she went over and she hugged him and everything. And I was hugging Riley and I was like, but we don't like, he gets a couple more hours. We're going to have we're going to have a good day. We're going to make it his best last day. And so I had made him steak for breakfast, which he barely ate. Yeah. Aww. He had like 3 pieces he only wanted. But he ate some. And then we played fetch for like an hour. This is why it was also hard, because it was like he's still doing all the things, right?
Yeah,
he's still running, he's still playing fetch, he's still doing everything. So then, you know, I'm questioning like, is it time? And I'm like, no, I told myself I know it is, like it's time. And so then I was like, let's take him on a walk. And so we went on a walk, and that was when it clicked. I was like, yep, it's today. Because I mean, we went not on a crazy long walk, but he was behind us, like, and we were walking slow, and his leash was behind us. And by the halfway point at our walk, I was like, shoot, we should have done a shorter walk, because he was like barely going. And then, but then he's just chilling, like, he's just laying in the grass because it was like a beautiful Washington day yesterday. And so he's just laying outside, and we just got to be outside with him and everything. And then it came time, and I was like, my dad really wanted to see him. And so I brought him to my parents first, and he ate like 3 bacon strips or pepperonis from my dad. And I'm like, okay, well, if I had known that, I would just bought a bag of those and I would have fed them to you.
Shit.
I was like, well, I'm glad you're eating something. And then they, you know, he played fetch a teeny tiny bit more. He was pretty done at their place. And then Riley decided she wanted to go. And so her and I went, and we go to Des Moines, and their Banfield isn't in a PetSmart. So it was kind of nice just going to a vet. And because Clutch didn't, you know, have that walk of terror.
Anxiety going in. Yeah.
Yeah. We just walk in, and then they have a specific room at that Banfield for putting pets to sleep. So it was actually really sweet, because like we put Emma to sleep in 2021, and it was just one of their, you know, rooms, like an exam room. This one, the lights were dim. It had like posters in it about like, you know, the Rainbow Bridge and everything like this. And then a couch, and like, it just was like, it felt very comforting in there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I let Riley pick out. I decided, I really regretted I didn't do private cremation for Jasper. And I really wish I did. So I was like, every dog from here on out, I'm going to do it. So we're doing it for Clutch. And so I let Riley pick his little, I wanted an actual urn and she wanted a little box. So I was like, that's fine. Riley, pick what you want. So she picked a little box.
Cute.
And then we got a little bit of time with him because the vet was discharging someone, so we're just down there petting him and everything. And then they bring him back, get his catheter, and then they bring him back. And then Riley's like, they do it in here with us. And I was like, yeah, we're going to be, we can pet him if we want and like be here for him. And she was just kind of like horrified.
I didn't realize this is what I signed up for.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize you didn't know. Oh shoot. I would have told her. And so she, but when they came back with the, before they came in to do it, we got to sit down there and pet him and like say all the things to him, just us. And then we got to hit a little button and said, we're ready. And actually like one of the first things was like, Clutch, I'm so sorry I got Luna. I'm like, your last 2 years must have been so miserable with her.
Just growling all the time.
Right. No, they had their good days, but man. And so vet comes in, and right when like she, you know, she comes in with the syringes, Riley just jumps onto the couch and like hides her face in the pillows and just starts bawling. And so I'm like on the floor petting Clutch.
I'm comforting Clutch, but I should comfort Riley too.
That's exactly what I was like, sorry Riley, I'm picking Clutch on this one. I'll comfort you in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was there, you know, petting Clutch, and I'm actually happy she didn't watch it, because I was on the backside when it was happening because they needed his leg. And it seemed fine, except, you know, like they just stopped breathing so quickly and all that sort of stuff. And so then after he was officially gone, I went up and I hugged her and everything. And I kind of like looked down at him because I was trying to see if she wanted to pet him one more time. And mm-hmm. she, you know, didn't, yeah. which was fine. So the vet was like, okay, do you want me to take him? I was like, yeah, that's fine. And so he was on the blanket, but, you know, as she took him, it's just really surreal to see a limp body getting picked up and, like, you know, his tongue is hanging out and everything. Mm-hmm. And so that was really sucky. But, yeah. And so I was, like, you know, comforting Riley. And as soon as the vet left with him, we both freaking sobbed, like, bought, like, I don't think her and I have, well, I've cried like that when Cameron has died, but like her and I together,
yeah.
And she's never seen me cry like that before, because, you know, even when Cameron died, I always tried to keep it, like, I didn't want to put it on her.
Yeah.
But then, you know, yeah. after the fact is when I did all the research and was like, you should cry in front of your kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to cry right now in front of my kids. And we both were bawling. And so then we did some retail therapy. So we went shopping. And because she wanted a notebook, she had wanted one all weekend. And like, I knew. And see, my head went right to where she was. Because when I said, do you want to go get your notebook still? She at first was like hesitant. And then she's like, yes. Because I knew she wanted to write a story about Clutch. And sure enough, when she bought it, that's what she said she was going to do. Well, I also had to go shopping for, you know, class stuff and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. So I had to do that anyways. But then while we're there, I'm like, I want that. And I want this. And I want that. So like my cart is filling up and Riley's like, Mom, stop. And I was like, Clutch would want me to have this. And she's like, I really don't think he would.
That's amazing.
But so, you know, then we got Luna toy and treats and stuff like that. And yeah. And so then that was that. And then Tyler, because Riley and I, you know, cried all of our tears, like mm-hmm. hard, just let them out for the whole hour, hour and a half we were there. Mm-hmm. We got that and Tyler didn't. And so it didn't really hit him. Until so he was at my mom's. So I picked him up and then we got home and we parked in the garage. And then I just hear him start bawling from the back seat because he's like, I don't want Clutch to be dead. I was like, me neither, honey. And so then, you know, I let the kids sleep in my room. And this morning when we woke up, you know, Riley and I are fine. Like, she had a headache so bad yesterday. And of course, I was out of Tylenol and everything like that. So we were just like, let's go to bed early. Oh, actually, before that, I was like, let's go to bed early. And then Luna wakes up at 1 a.m. And I'm like, Luna, I don't want to go up. But she had to go. So I let her up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. This boy left the sink running all night on hot water. Luckily, we had the little hole for excess water because he
plugged it. Could you imagine?
Yeah. He had it plugged. So it was just sink full for 5 hours. I was livid. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then I couldn't go to sleep because I was mad at that. And then I couldn't go to sleep because I kept thinking about Clutch. And so I was up for 2.5 hours, like 1 a.m. to like 3:30, just laying there, not being able to sleep because I would like finally start drifting off. And then I'd think about Clutch and I'd be wiped back up, or I'd finally start drifting off. And I think about all the money that Tyler just wasted in water. And I'd just wake back up.
You're like, I just did retail therapy and you just made me
waste. I know. I don't have money for this. I just paid for a private pet cremation. What are you doing to me? And then, so then this morning we wake up and then he starts bawling again. And so I had messaged, you know, his teacher yesterday and let him know. And so then I saw him today. And I was like, did you get my email? And he's like, yeah. And this just came at the perfect time. And he said it sarcastically. He's like, we're literally writing about our favorite pets in class. And I was like, oh. He's like, we might change that. And I was like, it might be okay. I was like, just go with the flow. And so,
Sucks. My
gosh. So yeah, but Riley was pretty sad. Like this morning we did group circle and like I was like, you guys can share about anything you want. You could do something you did this weekend, something that's coming up that you're excited about, like anything. And it got to her and she just was like, wanted to pass. Like she didn't even want to think about it. And so we're all very sad. I don't think Luna's officially gotten it yet because she spent a couple days away from Clutch. Like he's gone to the vet before, and and then when my cousin came, he stayed at my parents for, you know, four days.
Yeah, and she just thinks he's not there.
Yeah, even though we showed he's coming back. Yeah, I showed him his collar and everything, and I don't know, but she didn't destroy my house today. That was what I was worried about. Her home alone.
Yeah, by herself.
Destroy my house. Yes, because Clutch usually kept her in check. And so he's not here to do that. But but she's a little extra rambunctious tonight.
Yeah.
Trying to get things. So I'm sure she'll regress and start chewing on all my stuff again.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you're going to have to start doing nightly walks.
I know. Which actually, you know what? This is a positive that came out of it. Is that I've been wanting to train Luna on walks because she literally will pull me over. Like, she is so bad. But I would always feel guilty taking, because I could not train her and walk Clutch at the same time. So I would always feel guilty, though, only taking her, because I'm like,
well, Clutch deserves a walk too.
Clutch deserves a walk. And he's like, I like to walk him. He's better. So I always felt really guilty. Well, now I don't have to feel guilty. And she's gonna get trained before we ever think about getting another dog, even though we thought about it already. But we're not getting another dog until she is trained in walking, because gosh darn, I can't take it
having two dogs that are not trained in walking.
Oh my gosh, that would be awful. It would be
horrible, man.
Yes. So but yeah, so we're just chugging along over here.
Just
sad. But that's okay. He's not hurting anymore. And I'm sure Cameron was right there, excited to see his puppy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's my sad. That's our sad episode. Sorry, everybody.
I should have trigger warning for forever. And then boom.
Should have trigger warning. Dead dog. Probably. Sorry. Sad. But yeah, that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. Well,
okay, you guys.
I don't know when this is coming out, so I don't know what's on Monday, but listen to us on Monday.
Yes. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
With that clutchy
went off script.
Oh. Mm.
Yes.
Bye.
Oh yeah, bye. Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.